Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Tujhe mein aaya, aapko pahunche.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected listeners of Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah, we welcome you to this program. And today is the beautiful day of Jumu'ah, the day which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna hadha yawmu 'eedin ja'alahu Allah lil muslimin." To this day is a day of happiness. Eid means happiness, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it for the believers. This narration is mentioned in Ibn Majah. So alhamdulillah, today we have Mulana Salman Yunus. Let's welcome Mulana. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Inshallah. But you're the imam of that musalla there, isn't it?
In Durban Central Beach Street, okay. Imam over there, alhamdulillah. But like that is, we get also other ulama to come and advise us also, so it's nice.
MashaAllah. So Mulana, on this day of Jummah, give us some benefits, virtues, and encourage the Ummah, inshallah, including myself.
InshaAllah. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. So listening, they had that Nasheed playing before, and generally we find on the day of Jumu'ah, then alhamdulillah, people, you see the people's statuses and people sending out all these short Nasheed and clips that creates the atmosphere of Jumu'ah, and it reminds the person of Jumu'ah. But unfortunately, if we look at what's happening and the trend, that's the only thing that's happening for Jumu'ah. That people know, okay, it's Jumu'ah now, let me send a message to someone, let me send them some nice clip or some advice. But the actual day, the actual salah, all these things, then no concentration is placed on it. While it's good that mindset now is realizing, you know, this is the day of Jumu'ah, it's a special, blessed day, the best day of the week, even in the hadith, you see, it's better than the days of Eid even. So we should realize, and we should go back and ponder over what is Jumu'ah and why is it so significant in Islam. Allah Ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ومن يعظم شعائر الله فإنها من تقوى القلوب, that whoever honors the signs, the distinguishing signs of Allah Ta'ala, then this is due to taqwa, that is piety in the heart. So we find there's many, many signs, shaair of Allah Ta'ala, whether it's the masajid, whether it's the sunnah libas we are using, whether it's the Quran Sharif, all this deserves honor. All this deserves that we respect and we give it the due honor it deserves. Because we know it is all linked to the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. It is linked to the greatness of Allah Ta'ala. In doing such, then we are honoring Allah Ta'ala. And the day of Jumu'ah, likewise, is a very great sign of Islam, very, very great shaair of Islam. The day of Jumu'ah, if we have to look at it, and just a quick, what we'll say, analysis or summary of what is the day of Jumu'ah. The day of Jumu'ah holds great importance and significance in Islam. Different forms of worship have been stipulated for this day. It is a day where we say Jumu'ah, the Muslims gather together, and has been referred to as an Eid for the Muslims. On the day of Jumu'ah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will recite certain surahs. See, sometimes we'll see in the masajid also, alhamdulillah, this is continuing, where in the Fajr Salah or the Maghrib Salah of Thursday night, certain set surahs Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to recite in Salah. And this was kept special for the day of Jumu'ah. And we find on the day of Jumu'ah also the importance of dua on this day has been highlighted in various ahadith sharif. There's one special moment on Jumu'ah when du'as are readily accepted. Many virtues have been narrated and encouragement has been given regarding the sending of salawat, durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remember, this is not the only day to send durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but rather, it's a day which we're supposed to be increasing our durood, increasing. Every day we should send durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But on a Friday, it should be where we send extra, more and more. And generally we'll find on a Friday also, a person practices more of the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In a hadith sharif of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also, it is explained that those that passed away on this day, they will be saved from the punishment in the grave. And the day of Jum'ah, this name Jum'ah, it's specifically mentioned in the Quran Sharif. The angels descend to the earth to witness the acts of worship of the believers on this day. And in Jannah, this day will be called Yawmul Mazid. Yawmul Mazid, which means the day of increase. Because the people of Iman, the Muslims, the believers, will be blessed with the vision of Allah Ta'ala every Jum'ah. Every Jum'ah will be a chance which we will get to see Allah Ta'ala. Together with this, there will be much, much more bounties that we'll be receiving on every Jum'ah. Remember, our minds are limited. Whatever we see in the world now, that's all we know. But what in Jannah, it's far more, things you can never imagine. So every Jum'ah, this will increase more and more. And we find that these are some of the virtues, some of the things which we should keep in mind that encourages us to acknowledge the greatness of this day, to encourage us to understand the greatness of this day. If we just look at a few ahadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that mentions how virtuous this day is and what should be done on this day also. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhumah narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this day is an Eid which Allah Ta'ala has granted to the Muslims. Whoever comes for Jumu'ah Salah should take a bath, and if he has itar, then he should apply some. And the miswak should be used. In another hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that the day of Jumu'ah is the leader of days and the greatest of days in the sight of Allah Ta'ala. It is greater in the sight of Allah Ta'ala than the two Eids. This day has five specialities. Allah Ta'ala created Adam alayhi salam on this day. Allah Ta'ala sent him to the world on this day. On this day, Allah Ta'ala had caused him to leave this world also. There is a moment on this day in which Allah Ta'ala grants to his servant whatever he asks for, except if he asks for something haram, forbidden. And on this day, Qiyamah will take place. Every close angel, the heavens, the earth, the winds, the mountains, and the oceans are all fearful on the day of Jumu'ah. Why? Perhaps it might be the day of Qiyamah. And one final virtue of the day we can mention is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, Allah does not leave any of the Muslims on the day of Jumu'ah without forgiving them. Without forgiving them. Now you see, this something when it comes often, when it comes more and more in our life, then the virtue, the significance, we don't really appreciate it. We don't really appreciate it. If you look at the two Eids, because they come twice a year, which is very little, so a person already understands them to be great, and they prepare for it, understanding the joyous occasion. Whereas Jumu'ah, because it comes every week, then as a human being, we take it for granted. Example, we have water in our taps. The day there's no water for 1-2 hours, then we make a big fuss. Then we start to realize how hard it is without water. Or the lights trip and there's no lights for 1-2 days. Then we realize how difficult it is without electricity. Or a person's car, something happens to it, and all these months it was fine. Now he realizes how difficult it is without a car. So only when something is not there, then we realize the true value and the true virtue. Very similarly, Jumu'ah, because it's there every week, it has become such that we as the Muslim Ummah, we have forgot the significance and the greatness of Jumu'ah in the sight of Allah Ta'ala. What great virtues Allah has promised us. What great rewards are awaiting us on this day. What great rewards are awaiting us on this day. So we have to remind ourselves, especially the youngsters, especially the youth growing up, that we have to remind them that this is no ordinary day in the week. This is no ordinary time. This is the blessed time which you're supposed to be looking forward to. Like how people look forward to Laylatul Qadr. Like how people look forward to Ramadan. This Jumu'ah is here. The significance of Jumu'ah, it has to be remembered also. It has to be remembered. So this atmosphere of Jumu'ah needs to be revived in the Ummah. Alhamdulillah, in the Musalla we are in, so we started this program every Thursday night, and it's called uplifting and remembering the auspiciousness of Jumu'ah. And after Isha or Maghrib Salah, depending on the times of the Salah, then we have the 40 Durood that is recited, Surah Dukhan, and the virtues of Jumu'ah are discussed for a few minutes. just so that importance may be revived within our hearts of this day. You know, growing up, maybe we saw our grandparents, our parents, alhamdulillah, that they upheld the significance of this day. And on this night of Jumu'ah, then we'll find everyone sits together. If it was not done every week, maybe everyone sat separately. But on this night of Jumu'ah, Thursday night, everyone sat together reading Surah Al-Kahf, reading this Surah Dukhan, making dua. Then you'll see the oud is burning, the laban. That atmosphere is created within the home. That child growing up automatically knows that this is something special on this day. It's no ordinary day like the other days. So in his mind, in his subconsciousness, as he is growing up, he will always give the due respect to this day of Jumu'ah. He will always uphold the value of Jumu'ah. Because it was created from that young age. It was created from that young age that this is important. And on a Friday, generally, we'll see that families gather for the, what we'll say is the Jumu'ah lunch, which is like part of our norm, if you want to say that they're after Jumu'ah, whether it's businesses, whether it's families, they all gather for one big lunch. And this all adds to the atmosphere, to the feeling, the excitement, upholding the sanctity of this blessed day, upholding the virtue of this blessed day. Oh Allah, we are doing this here in honor of this blessed day you have favored us with, to see how we can get closer to you, to see how we can get closer to you. One is keeping that environment, keeping that mindset alive of the importance of Jumu'ah. And this is fast leaving, very, very fast leaving. And there are many, many reasons for it. Many people can think for themselves and they can gauge what is the cause that my children, that the general Muslim public don't realize that what is the blessedness behind this day. And we find that one of the reasons which I have come to think about is that, you see, Jumu'ah means time of gathering where all the Muslims gather together. All the Muslims gather together. And they come to one big masjid or one big area, or the Jumu'ah masjid generally, and everyone performs salah together. Today, alhamdulillah, many, many musallas there are. Many, many jamaat khanas, which make it easy for people to perform the 5 times daily salah. To perform the 5 times daily salah. Maybe they are working, they can perform the salah in jamaat, it's around the corner, they're somewhere here. But when it comes to Jumu'ah, it's just the feeling that these musallas and these jamaat khanas, these small ones, they should be closed for Jumu'ah. And everyone should be directed to the main masjid. Everyone should be directed to the bigger masjid so that environment of Jumu'ah is felt. You know, like how for Eid, we see all the people walking to the Eidgah, traveling. And this past Eid, alhamdulillah, I was driving after Eid and I was going to visit someone. And then I just see people still coming out of the Eidgah walking. And I thought of this hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that go walking and come back walking to create the awe of the Muslims, the numbers of the Muslims. Imagine, because we don't agree with the census. The census say about 2 million Muslims, but far more Muslims in the day. If you look at it, everywhere we're going, we're seeing Muslims. The masjids are packed. So if every Jumu'ah, everyone from their businesses, from their homes, they walk or they travel towards the Jumu'ah Salah, imagine the non-Muslims seeing these huge amounts, these big amounts of Muslims walking together, seeing them in droves, entering the masjid, leaving the masjid. This will be a form of da'wah in itself. Besides that, they will realize that Islam is such a big religion, there has to be a reason for so many people being part of this religion. That negative connotation, that false image that the media portrays of Islam can be lost. But it all boils down to us upholding the sanctity of this day and going back to what we'll say, bringing alive the original part of this, of Jumu'ah. So I remember when we were in Jamaat in Pakistan, alhamdulillah, and then the masjid were in Jamaat for, it was a Thursday, and they told us, you know what, it was the first time ever we experienced this year. They told us, tomorrow is Jumu'ah, no Jumu'ah year. Jumu'ah walk to the big masjid. And every place, like there, mostly in most of the streets, they got small salahs, like what we find, alhamdulillah, happening now, for convenience, for salah, for people to perform with Jamaat, so there's no excuse for Jamaat salah. But when he came to the day of Jumu'ah, everyone closed the small musallas and everyone went to the main Jamia Masjid. And this was It felt like as though, you know, like when you go for Umrah, that crowd, that feeling, that happiness. This is what we have to bring back for that feeling. Also, we see that it becomes a form of convenience. People, when we want to put convenience over deen, then we're going to see our own deen suffer, our own connection with our deen of Islam, that will weaken. So now what happens, people in businesses, they find it convenient, why must we leave? We've got a big amount of Muslim staff. Let us call one alim here, let us call someone, or ourselves, let us have Jumu'ah in our businesses and carry on. We can do it for convenience sake. But that awe, that respect, for may you azim sha'air Allah, whoever is honoring the signs of Allah, realizing it to be important, then they too, they will go to the masjid. That convenience is one thing, but upholding what needs to be done, that's a separate aspect. And we allow our Muslim staff also, let them go early for Jumu'ah. Let them be early for the Salah. Let them go with ease. And after Jumu'ah also, let them eat with ease. If we are doing this for solely for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, Allah will grant such barakah within our lives, within our businesses. But unfortunately, we also see the trend now that we speak to many people. But you see, when we give in the bayan Jumu'ah time, the majority of the awam, majority of the musallis, they only come in at khutbah time. They only come in at khutbah time. The whole bayan is missed. And sometimes you think to yourself, why they don't want to come? Yes, you have that group of people who say, hey, we don't want to listen to a bayan. But you get the majority of workers who say, this is the only time we can come. You say, our break is, for example, 12 to 1. And after Jummah, immediately we have to return to work. So we have to eat everything in this time. So we go and eat, and now we come and make it in time for the khutbah. It shouldn't be such. As Muslim businessmen, we should realize by doing what Allah loves, Allah will help us. Let us give the time to the staff. Go for Jummah early. And after Jummah, go and eat and then come. By doing this here, we'll have a more happier staff. Our businesses will flourish more. And we'll see the barakah Allah Ta'ala will put in our businesses. And as for that group of people that only come in later, emitting the bayan, then we should ask ourselves that throughout the week, when else are we remembering Allah? When else are we remembering that, are we yearning to the talks of Allah Ta'ala? When are we reminded of our obligation towards Allah Ta'ala? Because throughout the week, there's no one that says, or majority of many people, don't even take the name of Allah. Don't even listen to an advice or a lecture where we are correcting our lives, getting better, getting closer to Allah Ta'ala. This Jumu'ah is an excuse that we have, that bayan, that lecture before, to remind us of Allah Ta'ala, to try and put us on track. Otherwise, whole week we are in dunya, whole week we are involved in our mindset in how we're becoming more and more rich or more and more better in this world. But our akhirah is suffering. Our akhirah is getting a loss. So let us sit, come early, pay attention to whatever might be spoken. We don't know when that will have an effect on our hearts. We do not know when that will have an effect on our hearts. Together with this, we find also from the previous point that many schools, unfortunately, have started this trend of having Jumu'ah within the schools. Again, this is convenience. This is convenience. That why have Jumu'ah within the school? What are we teaching the youngsters? When we were within the school, then we should feel exciting for Friday. But you ask the students that, why don't you realize that it's a Friday? They say, Mara, to us, it feels like a normal day. We're in school. To us, it feels like a normal day. We're in school. Whereas we have that chance. It's a private, it's an individual school. Close before Jumu'ah. Have that excitement for Jumu'ah built up that they're looking forward, you know, in Jumu'ah. Send the youngster to the masjid. Let them benefit from being in the masjid. Because this is the longest amount of time within the week a person generally spends within the masjid. But even this is being deprived. And that time I remember I said to someone, you know, it mustn't be such that here the Muslim schools are doing this, that they are having Jumu'ah within the schools. That we had the government school that allowed the learners to go to the masjid for salah. I said, it mustn't be such that the government schools see what the Muslim schools are doing. And they'll say, okay, we will have Jumu'ah within the schools. And just yesterday it was, I was speaking to the students in Maktab. And I asked them, where are you reading Jumu'ah tomorrow? Ask every student normally on a Thursday, where are you going to be for Jumu'ah? And many of them said, we're reading it at school. And then I asked them, but This your school is not a Muslim, it's a government school. It says Jee Molana, but they started now, they call in people to come and perform Jumma in the school, so we don't leave the school. We don't realize the effects our actions are having. That's why our Akabir, the ulama of Haqq, they always said, close the door completely. Yes, there might be fatwa of permissibility, but the effects that it can lead to after that, they had this firasat, they had this vision ahead, this foresight, that they could, Allah Ta'ala bless them, that if this is done, what it will lead to. But today we don't want to stick to these ulama. Today we don't want to trust these ulama with this piety that they have, with this foresight. Today, our younger ulama, we want to come ahead and we want to say, we know better. But trust our kabir, because they knew exactly why certain things were done or not done. And continue in that manner. This is how we saw deen flourishing within our lives, within our country, within our communities. So, one is the venue for Jummah. Second thing is the time we are coming for Jummah, as we discussed the importance of Jummah at the beginning. But just for us to realize, why should we come early? What is the benefit of the Salah? One is the day of Jummah. The other is the virtues of Jummah Salah itself. Jummah Salah itself. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a person who performs wudu correctly, perfectly, then goes for Jummah, listens attentively to the khutbah and remains silent, his minor sins from one Friday to the next Friday are forgiven, plus another 3 days. And whoever plays with pebbles or anything else while the khutbah is delivered has engaged in futile activity. End of the hadith. As such, he is deprived of great, of the full reward. Now, many a times you find during the Jummah khutbah, people are talking. This is not permissible at all, not allowed for a person to talk. So much so that, you know, in the khutbah, they say, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Then generally the durood is read. A person, if he wants to read the durood during the khutbah, then he has to read it in his heart. He cannot say it verbally to such an extent. Now imagine people talking. In this hadith, the part I want to concentrate on is that whoever plays with pebbles, meaning whoever is distracting themselves, whoever is getting bored, whoever is trying to do something else other than listen attentively to the khutbah, then he is losing the full reward. How many a times you see people sitting on their phones even while the khutbah is on, scrolling through messages, scrolling through this, seeing that there, as though they're looking for something to pass their time while the khutbah is going on. No, we should listen attentively. We should pay special focus to the rewards that is attained by this year. And there are 6 rewards of this day. And we don't really find this here in any other hadith. Rasulullah ﷺ has said, whoever takes a bath on Friday and washes his hair well, meaning he has a full ghusl, a proper ghusl, he leaves early for the salah and reaches the masjid early, walks and does not mount a conveyance. In today's time, a person is saying very far, very permissible, no problem, go with your car, we take whatever necessary means it is. Person that reaches the masjid early, he walks, he mounts a conveyance, he sits close to the imam. Normally we see people sitting in the back of the masjid. And in the back of the masjid, where we're going to get distracted, we're not going to pay attention. So he sits close to the imam. He listens attentively and keeps quiet. Then for every step, he gains the reward of 1 year's fasting and standing in salah the whole night. 1 year's fasting and standing in salah the whole night. How great reward Allah Ta'ala has kept in store for us. Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullah alayhi says that we have not heard in the Sharia of any such hadith, and this is a sahih hadith, which includes rewards of this nature. Therefore, it is necessary to practice on these actions so that one hopes of gaining the full reward. So the day of Jumu'ah, alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala has blessed us. We don't realize the great virtue of this. We don't realize the benefit that we can gain from it. So when we are going for Jumu'ah, one is, as we mentioned so far, create that environment within our families, the atmosphere within our families of the importance of Jumu'ah. Let us revise it again. Then understand why Jumu'ah is so important. All the virtues attached to the day of Jumu'ah, to the salah itself. And let us not rush. After the Jumu'ah salah, generally everyone rushes out. Let us sit, make dua, read our sunnah. The day of Friday, how can we leave without reading our sunnah? increase our durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is a time we get to be in the masjid. We get to put on that kurta, at least come in the masjid early, wear our kurta, benefit. We don't know, these actions could be a means of hidayah that our entire life changes. Our entire life changes. So may Allah Ta'ala keep us with iman. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the love of the deen of Islam and all that which is linked to this beautiful deen, to uphold it, to value it, and to pass it on to the generations to come, so that they will also uphold this deen and uplift the excitement, uplift the greatness of this deen for the rest of the generations to come thereafter. Jazakallah Mawlana.
But Jazakallah Khairan for that advice, especially there at the end where you've mentioned about those benefits, where we can take full benefit, but of course we have to play our part as well. Make dua for us, Mawlana. We'll meet you inshallah on Wednesday. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.